lovelies, and welcome or welcome back to a Teens POV. It is wonderful to see you here. I hope you're having a great day. Now, I have quite the episode in store for you lot, and interestingly enough, I didn't think about this one. I never thought it would be something that you guys wanted to hear, but this was actually brought to me by a listener, so I thought, might as well. And also, it was something that people had actually been asking me about in just regular day-to-day conversations, so I thought, I should make an episode about it. Before I get into the points, though, I would advise that if you clicked on this episode, you would have seen the title. You should take notes. Because I feel like, at least for me, writing stuff down helps you process the information, helps you understand it, and therefore be able to apply it to your own life. So I'm going to go through maybe 5 or 6 clear points, and I think it would be very beneficial to whom it may concern if you took some aesthetic notes, because that is what I would do if I were you. Anyway, getting right into it. Today we are going to talk about how to radiate confidence without being conceited. And this is a big one, because for all my shy folk out there, I know that sometimes people feel that if they act confident or if they try to be confident, they're scared that people will think that they're full of themselves or think that they're, you know, being cocky. But that's something that I'll get into later. We're going to start off by going through some things that can help with confidence and help if you feel like, I guess, uncomfortable, or not even uncomfortable, but just want to feel more confident in everything that you do and in the way you hold yourself. The first point that I'd like to make is fake it till you make it. People will accept what you identify as if you at least try or even pretend. This is probably one you've heard before, but let me tell you, it actually does work. And the example I thought of with this is, well, first of all, nobody knows you. You know you. No one else really knows you. And the more you start identifying as what you want to be and start acting like what you want to be, the more people will have to start accepting that that's what you are. And think of it like this. When you first see a show or a movie and form an attachment with one of the characters, you'll start identifying that actor with the traits that their character they're playing has. And when you see this actor in, I don't know, interviews and things, you'll probably see glimpses of that character or subconsciously try to align those characteristics with the actor and with what you're seeing. And that's because as humans, we just have a tendency to do that. And so if you fake being confident or pretend to be confident, obviously it's easier said than done, but if you pretend, people are more likely to start seeing you as that, and you're more likely to start seeing yourself as that too. And it might feel foreign and alien at first, and like you're being something that you're not, which essentially you are. But the more you do it, the more natural it'll start to feel, and the more empowering it is, really. Because I guess growing up, my parents always told me, like, talked any shy or nervousness out of me and talked me out of it. And as children, we're like sponges. We just absorb everything straight to our subconsciousness. And so I just naturally believe them, especially with them being my parents and the main authority figure in my childhood. And actually, an example of that would be when, I don't know how old I was, but I was kind of going from the like little baby phase, baby toddler phase, into the little girl phase, probably like year one or year two, I don't know. But I used to hate talking to like people in customer service or talking to people behind counters and stuff. And I know that a few of my friends still hate it and would prefer me to order stuff for them or to buy stuff for them because they don't want to talk to the people behind the counter. But I used to really dislike doing that. And honestly, what kid wouldn't? I used to hate it, and my parents kind of just talked me out of it, made me do it, and although I despised it, it kind of just grew on me. And now I have absolutely no qualms doing it. So, in the same way with confidence, if you can act as if you feel confident, even if you don't feel confident, it'll start becoming more natural. And if you keep practicing it, it'll start feeling like that is who you are. The second point is an important one, because actually it kind of contradicts the first point in a way, but confidence is built on worth. And to be confident, you need to know your worth and who deserves your time and energy. And I actually made a whole episode about this. I think it was the first episode. So you should go back and listen to that if you want to hear about self-worth. But with confidence and radiating confidence, you need to understand that think of it like this. You wouldn't give your credit card or your money away to anyone, would you? So why would you give your time and energy away to anyone? It just doesn't make sense. And time and energy, especially your own, are non-renewable resources. They are invaluable. And being confident and radiating confidence also means maintaining your boundaries from people who don't respect you or who don't deserve you or don't deserve your time and energy. And that's a very important part about radiating confidence, because someone who is confident is not afraid to walk away from people who disrespect them. And I think that's really, really important, because I have seen so many people let themselves be abused, whether it be verbally or physically, by their peers or whoever else, because they didn't have the confidence to walk away. You know, like, that's also another very important part of confidence that I wanted to touch on. And yes, it's going to take work and it's going to take time. It's not just like going to happen with the click of your fingers. But I have faith in you all, and if you stay strong and if you do have the confidence, or if you do build that confidence over time, like mine did, then it will be the best, the most liberating feeling in the whole world. Okay, the next point is probably one of my favorites, and I have a really cool kind of story about it as well, but it is to embody your idols. And I probably should have made this the first point, but if you're finding it hard to be confident, think of someone you admire or aspire to be like, and kind of mentally embody them and pretend to be like them, and it'll naturally make you more confident. And it's also a really healthy practice as well, because it helps you, it helps inspire you to be what you want to be or who you want to be. But an experience I had with this was, some of you may know that I do some modelling on the side, and this was one of my first training sessions with some other models for a big show we had in May this year. And so I was in a new environment with new faces. Nothing was familiar to me, and you could imagine I was a little bit nervous, and especially because we were going to be learning runway catwalks, and I've done modeling in the past, but runway was something I'd never learned before. And once we had kind of like gone through the lesson and gone through all the skills, and the music started, and we were expected to just walk and apply the skills that we had just learned, you could imagine how I was kind of like unsure. And I'm sure you would have had an experience like that in the past with, I don't know, moving to a new place, to a new school, starting a new job, starting a new hobby, anything similar. You might have felt the same. And what I did when I was walking was I thought about embodying Ariana Grande, because she is one of my idols. And coincidentally, I was also wearing a high ponytail that day. And so here I was jotting my stuff, and an Ariana Grande song comes on as well while I start walking, and I was like, okay, the stars are aligning. And I was just picturing myself being Ariana Grande, becoming her, or walking how she would walk. And later on, the mentor who was training us literally said to me that he got Ariana Grande vibes off of me. And obviously that was just a key to, or like an indicator of the confidence that I did exude and radiate because I was embodying one of my idols. And you can easily do this as well. And not just in whether you're in a new environment or a new situation that you've never been in or not. You could use it anywhere. You could use it walking down the hallways in school or down the street. Just embody your idol, and it's so much easier to radiate confidence. The next point I have is to filter out unnecessary shade. Now, this is not to say that you block your ears to constructive criticism. There's always room for that. But if people are being unnecessarily hurtful, then what benefit do you have listening to them, you know? And I've had experience with this. An example would be that people, before I've even said anything, or before I've even looked at them, will jump to conclusions and call me conceited or full of myself or whatever. And it used to hurt. And it did hurt me at first. And I used to think, why? But then I realized that if you know what you're doing, you don't have any room to second guess yourself. And self-doubt is a completely natural and human thing, and it happens to the best of us. But it's always important to, yes, acknowledge that it's there, but don't let it take over. Because you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. You can do what you want, confidently so, and not have to explain to anyone why you're doing it. And after practicing this for a while, I actually realized that I don't know if it's just me being deaf or my brain, but I realized that I started subconsciously filtering out hate. I'll give you an example of what I mean so that it makes more sense. I was in class. I don't even remember exactly what happened, but just in general, actually, when I'm in class or when I'm out and about, I know that people say stuff to me, at me, about me that might not be very nice, but I literally don't hear them. And I'm not sure why that is. Maybe it is because I'm deaf. But sometimes I will not hear them, and people will actually tell me that that's what they said. But that kind of explains the level as to which I have created my guard and my boundaries. And it's what helps me be confident and could help you as well. Just turning a blind eye to negativity that doesn't need to be heard. And where focus goes, energy flows. So by giving that negativity attention, you're only feeding the fire. Most of the time, if you ignore it, you're gonna cut it from its roots. And you're the one who holds that power, and you're the one who holds whether it affects you or not. My next point is, learn to know when to speak. Someone who knows themselves doesn't have to argue their case. They know who they are and what they are talking about, and don't need anyone to tell them otherwise. This stems from, I guess, an internal knowing and internal assurance about what you're doing and who you are. And that comes after practice, of course, but it's a lot easier to radiate confidence when you find that within yourself. But just know that you don't have to prove yourself to anyone but yourself. And when you know this, it is very clear and evident to the outside world, and people will see you as more confident. People will see you as more confident if you know that you don't have to prove yourself to anyone. And sometimes defensiveness and blabbering comes from a place of insecurity and comes from people who feel like they need to defend themselves. But people who know that they don't have to prove themselves to anyone, explain themselves to anyone, will stay quiet and walk away. And that screams confidence. Another one that I forgot to mention earlier is that body language also has a huge impact on whether you radiate confidence or not. And I was going to talk about it back when I was talking about embodying your idols, because if you embody your idols, think about how they stand, what their stance is. They probably stand with their shoulders back and their head held high, ready to take on anything that has been thrown their way. And that also has a great impact on other people and the energy that you send out and the messages that you send out to other people. So keeping your back straight, maintaining eye contact with anyone you're talking to, creates a strong presence and will help you radiate confidence. But of course, another very important part of being confident is staying humble. Yes, be confident and don't let anyone take you down, but also don't let it get your head as well, because I know sometimes that used to happen to me as well. That's about the last of my points, but there was something else important that I wanted to bring attention to, and that is the human confirmation bias. And it is something that, as humans, and when it comes to radiating confidence, we can use to our advantage. Now, basically, the human confirmation bias states that Humans have the tendency to process information by looking for or interpreting information that is consistent with one's existing belief. This biased approach to decision-making is largely unintentional and often results in ignoring inconsistent information. Basically, what we believe is what we will see. So, if you believe that you're shy, you'll act shy. If you believe that you're confident, you'll act confident. You're the only one who can decide what you want to be. And say, for example, if you've been told by one of your parents that you're shy your entire life, you will begin to believe and perceive yourself as this, and then so will everyone else. And in this example, you will have, for however long, subconsciously looked for information, experiences, and actions to match this belief of being shy. But do not worry, because we all have the power to reverse this. And it's as easy as telling yourself that you're confident or telling yourself that you're beautiful. You know, we all lie to ourselves sometimes. We might say that we're not good enough or talk too much or don't talk enough or don't achieve enough, and there's most likely a large handful of untrue things that you tell yourself every single day. So if we're going to lie to ourselves, we might as well tell ourselves positive things rather than negative, right? And that's another easy way of, I guess, radiating more confidence, by telling yourself that you are confident. Because once you start telling yourself that, you'll start believing it, and then the human confirmation bias will naturally select different experiences and actions that you've experienced or had in order to support this claim. That's just human nature, and we can use it to our advantage if we become aware of it. This brings me to the end of this episode, but before we finish, I have a few reflection questions for you to think about. Which of these could I apply to my life? Has anyone made me feel small, in turn making me feel less confident? Do I shrink from judgment of others? Can I change? That is all for today. If you've listened this far, thank you. I hope you got something out of that, or you got some notes, and that you could find some inspiration to try something in the next few days that will help you feel more confident. Once again, do not hesitate to let me know what else you would like to hear, because I know that this will have helped those who asked for this episode. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at dia.bangra, and you can let me know there what you'd like to hear next and any feedback you'd like to give. That wraps up today. Thank you again for listening to A Teen's POV. Until next time, bye.